Yeah, I was going to just throw something out there for you. All right, so here we go. Coming up in 3, 2, 1. Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find it at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019. I'm joined by Neil and Paul from Plantronics. So what can you tell me about your company and yourselves?
So Polycom and Plantronics came together as one company back in July last year. Plantronics is the world's largest and leading manufacturer of communication headsets, and Polycom is a video and a UC endpoints company.
And so what sets you apart from your competitors?
So as two companies coming into a collaboration space, both organizations have expertise in the human factors and the human elements of collaboration, particularly as it relates to endpoints. And using Plantronics as an example, we invented the lightweight headset category, and we have expertise in the audio associated with making absolutely crystal clear sound, both for the talker and for the receiver of that. And Polycom does the same, but also from the video perspective, a large heritage in video collaboration space.
Fantastic. And so I hear the words huddle rooms tossed around a lot. Obviously, Polycom's been around for ages doing things in that world. What can you tell me about you and your approach to huddle rooms?
I guess it's interesting. From Polycom's heritage, we've been traditionally in the large meeting room spaces, the big immersive theaters and the big boardroom meeting rooms. Mm-hmm. But there definitely does seem to be a growth in these huddle spaces. I think more companies are moving towards lot more smaller meeting spaces than fewer larger meeting spaces to make them more accessible to the general workers. And we need to drive down the cost and make the technology more accessible so that you can then replicate it to a larger number of spaces. I mean, the term huddle room is not necessarily a room. It could actually just be a space with a booth or a some sound treatment to be able to put that into a space. And generally, in those huddle spaces, there's two ways of going. One is you can use a low-cost kind of domestic webcam and try and put something in on the cheap. Or in actually most cases, it's the case of doing nothing. You'll see people, two or three people, huddled around the laptop webcam, the laptop microphone and speakers. And whilst they might get a reasonable experience locally, it's always about the far end. The people who are in that big meeting room who are then conferencing with that small huddle space,
sure,
are going, yeah, we can't hear you properly, or you know,
they're getting bad audio. Zoomed in face,
exactly.
Nothing but eyes and nose.
So really trying to improve that experience, not necessarily for the local experience, but for the far end experience, when you know the actual people that would benefit from collaboration can then get access to good quality audio, which obviously Polycom and Plantronics, it's our heritage, what we're known for, and obviously great video into those spaces. And I think you know that's what Polycom brings from the high end down into those huddle spaces. But I think moreover, there's definitely a need for being able to do things like management. You know, so when you're going to deploy 10, 20, 30, 50, 100 of these huddle spaces, how are you going to manage them? How are you going to support them from an IT admin point of view? So that's, I guess, the direction that we're looking at it from. So.
Sure.
One of the characteristics that we've seen in modern working is the inexorable rise of open plan working. So organizations want to get the most that can out of the real estate. So gone are the days of private offices or cubicles. And so most of us nowadays work in an open plan environment. Mm-hmm. So the rise of the huddle room is somewhat linked to that. We still mm-hmm. need to collaborate. We still need to do it in small groups, not just physically together, but also in dispersed collaboration. So the huddle room is an answer to that. The problem is the open plan office and the noise, mm-hmm. And also the democratization of the ability to move and access the collaboration technology. So one of the areas where both Plantronics and Polycom focus on is making the access to that technology easy for the individual. So actually without training, individuals being able to walk into a huddle space or a room and get going and focus on what they want to collaborate on, not on how to be used the technology.
I'm glad you bring that up because on a day-to-day basis, I work in classroom AV for higher education, and the professors that I support, they want the technology there, but they want it to be extra easy. If they can't just walk in and it work, they want me to be there to work it for them. And I'm only one person and I'm supporting, you know, 18 classrooms on a daily basis. And that can be a big challenge. So, you know, having that super easy integration, just walk in there, start your conference and working is a big deal.
Yeah, I think the other interesting thing is that when you're talking about huddle spaces, you're not going to be tied down to one specific technology. In many cases, it's going to be a case of bringing your own codec. So people will be coming in with a laptop or coming in. So versus the traditional way of video conferencing, where you would have a dedicated video conferencing device in the room, you'd go in, schedule it, dial, and have that device. In the huddle room space, it's more like, let's say the codec is whatever software application you might be running on your laptop. And we're also trying to look at it from a different approach and the actual users and putting the users at the heart of this, because the different user personas who are coming into those meeting spaces, you've got the millennials who want to come in and use their own applications, or the rogue IT that will come in and doesn't matter what you put in, they'll come in and use Google Hangouts, or they'll come in and use domestic Skype. So you can put in the most elaborate setup. And then again, you know, there is the case of coming in with your laptop, with your corporate build using, you know, Skype for Business or Teams or a corporate application, and being able to then get good audio, good video for a simple plug and play, no drivers having to load, because we're always late for meetings. You know, we never got 5 minutes to set up and plug it all in.
So. No, you arrive 5 minutes late and you need it to already be working.
Exactly, and it's always that, you know, how do we get this thing working? So again, the ability to simply be able to plug in a device for audio and video to enhance the software application on a laptop or a Mac, and then being able to collaborate with whatever ecosystem it might be, whether it's Zoom, BlueJeans, Skype for Business.
It just needs to work.
Yeah, exactly.
It is a big problem for companies. There's about 32 million huddle rooms in the world today, and it's growing. Yeah, it's huge, and it's growing. Only about 2% of those are actually video enabled. And when you think about how much of an interaction relies on body language, more than 50% of it is the body language. And so without video, you're losing a significant portion of the effectiveness of the collaboration. So we see that. We experience it ourselves in Polycom and Plantronics. So the products we're introducing actually enable people to actually have a better collaboration experience. And and the projections are that, you know, within the next 2 years, 15% of those huddle rooms will be video enabled, and that's not the end of it. It'll continue to grow.
That's fantastic. So y'all have some really exciting products coming out. Is there anything else that you're excited to see out on the ISE floor?
So I haven't looked around yet, but I do want to tell you about something I'm very excited about in Plantronics and Polycom beyond the huddle room. I mentioned earlier on about the environment that we work in and the open plan offices. We introduced a year ago a new technology from Plantronics called Habitat Soundscaping. And this is actually about managing the audio environment that people work in those open plan offices. So you have the ability to work in an open plan office space, but only really if you block out all the surrounding distractions. Mm-hmm. People take that upon themselves. So you'll see people wearing headphones, people wearing earplugs, people walking away from the desks to go and sit in quiet spaces so they can't be disturbed. The technology Habitat Soundscape actually introduces a masking technology into the office environment, but it does it in a very cute way. It uses what's called biophilic sounds, so natural sounds, running water, which will mask the chatter of people around about you and allow you to concentrate. So it increases the productivity in an open plan environment. We've shown that at the ISE this morning. We introduced it to the public last year. We've now productized it, and we brought it back again this year. The response has been phenomenal to that technology. So Habitat Soundscaping is definitely something for the future of open plan working.
That does sound really exciting. I'm anxious to get down there and check that out. Well, thank both of you for joining me today. I really appreciate your time. To hear this and all of our other ISE coverage, visit the microsite ravepubs.com/ISE2019. All right, we're clear.
For you.
Yes, thanks so much. Okay. I do mean, I want to actually get...